We're wrapping up harvest, and the numbers all year long have been pointing to exceptionally large corn and soybean crops. Let's talk first about the corn crop and what we're seeing with commodity prices at the lowest they've been in recent memory.
Absolutely. Commodity prices, corn in particular, was the kind of the leader down, if you have it. And the bad news for grain farmers is that we've just got a lot of corn, and we've finally seen supply now catch up with demand. And so now the market is telling farmers you need to store this crop, and that's exactly what's happening. The market's going to pay them to store that crop, you know, into March. You know, they could 8 cents. They sell the board. There's about 8 cents what we figure over carry charges in the market for them to make. So why not do that when you have such low prices? The issue then becomes you kick that can down the road, and that corn just is going to be there and sort of hanging over the market for a number of months, if you have it. That's going to probably put basis, you know, akin to keep basis on the depressed side for quite some time. There is technically, you know, we've talked a little bit about, people ask about storage. Well, do we have enough storage? Technically, there's enough storage in the United States to hold corn, soybean crop, the wheat crop that we have right now. We're about 65% capacity. We've been a little tighter back in 09 when we had that big crop, but there's been enough storage put on to keep it going. So we'll be fine that way.
When we talk about storing the crop, what do we do with it? Do we store it on the farm? Do we store it in elevators? Do we bag it? What's the best way for us to make sure we maintain quality? So when we do sell it, we're not losing anything there.
You bring up a whole bunch of issues in the storage issue. There is a lot of it's going to stay on the farm. We've done some estimation. It looks like about two-thirds of this corn crop is going to be stored on the farm, which is a record high, and the rest will be commercial storage off the farm. Quality now becomes an issue because this crop has been a little wet. It's going in the bins pretty wet, and as you know, you store in the ground. Some guys have it set up so they can kind of keep some air coming through it. Sometimes the farm, you don't have the best storage facilities. So we think that you could see some quality problems down the road as we get into March, April, when we start to see warm up a little bit and we get those hot spots in the middle bin. So you could see this big movement of, you know, and I hate to say big movement, but, you know, some significant movement of corn off the farm into the marketplace to get it moving because you don't want to go out of quality. So I think that's an issue we have to think about. You know, one thing we've talked about, though, is you haven't often seen quality, you know, move futures markets. And so I don't want to get people excited, oh, the futures will go up. Unfortunately, we're going to see that in the basis, and the basis will have to account for that, you know, good quality versus bad quality corn.
Do we worry about moving the crop also? Yes. When we have concerns with the Dakotas and the rail issues, river issues, how does that play into the markets as well?
Well, it dings the farmer one more time. And we've seen examples, and you mentioned the Dakotas, and that's a great example. You look at wheat prices, wheat bases in the Dakotas are just awful. And so you look at end users, flour millers in Kansas who, you know, they want to get their own wheat, but hard red winter wheat in Kansas is hard to get this year. And so they had to go farther to get it. And so end users in Kansas were paying this huge, huge premium for wheat, and no one can move it or get it out because the rail wasn't there. And now we're seeing that a little bit with the corn and soybean crop, partly because stocks are so tight, and we'll talk about soybeans as a good example. People in the Southeast can't get corn, they can't get meal because it can't get there. The rails can't get it there. And so, again, you have this, they're still paying inverses for crops there, and you have a record crop, and you're going, okay, this doesn't make sense.